Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School guidance counselor Kyla Banstra about the upcoming awards night.
The Indianola High School Student Awards Scholarship Night is coming up. Just kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. On Thursday, May 23rd, starting at 6:30, we will have our annual scholarship night. And this is a night where many of our seniors are awarded various scholarships from local organizations and different agencies in the area, some in the town of Indianola, some countywide, various other places. So this is just a great night for people to come together and celebrate these accomplishments.
Well, let's kind of talk about what the students had to go through to be a kind of apply for some of these scholarships. You really have to go out and put yourself out there for a lot of these.
That is true. Many of the students begin the scholarship process early in their senior year. We do have a web page where we list all of our scholarships, and many have the application right there so they can look at them, find out if they are a candidate for that particular scholarship. They're all very different. Some require essays. Some require recommendations from other people. Might depend on grade point average, and some just depend on the all-around student, what they're involved in, volunteer work, community involvement, and those types of things.
Well, this is kind of a culmination of their entire school career, at this point. They're seniors. What do you think it means to them to kind of finally be able to participate in this event that I'm sure they've seen going on for years and years?
This is a big night, and I'm sure students are really, trying to get all the help they can for college and post-secondary accomplishments. So they're all hopeful that they're going to be awarded something. And it's also a night to just celebrate their accomplishments. We do a cord night where GPAs, they get a cord for that type of thing too. So it's really a celebration of all of high school.
Well, talk about it from the logistics standpoint. Who's all invited? Where's it going to be? And what should people know going in?
Okay, it is in our auditorium. And all the agencies that are giving out scholarships come. And we are pretty streamlined. And everybody that's been involved over the course of several years kind of knows what they have to do. We just pretty much go through and we have a list and the people are ready and they present. And the kids come up on stage and get a picture taken and get their scholarship.
Well, obviously it sounds like a lot of fun, but for maybe sophomores and juniors who are thinking about this night in the future, what should they know in terms of applying for scholarships, and what is the first step for them?
Well, we try early on in high school career to talk about the end result, which of course is, doing your best and try to maintain a pretty good GPA, but also to be involved in activities. Many of our scholarships are looking for students who are very involved in various activities. So we really encourage all through high school, we have meetings with our students. We talk about the importance of those things. And during senior year, of course, we have a meeting with every single student in the fall. So everyone should be aware of what's happening.
Well, I'll ask you a tougher question now. Each class kind of defines itself a little bit. What was the class of 2019 kind of going into this night? What do they mean to you, and what do you think kind of their theme is?
I think we have a really, really good group of kids going out. All of us have those special kids that we work with, and I have many out of this class that I will miss greatly. They've just been a nice bunch, a fun bunch of kids, so we wish them the best.
All right, just one final time, the logistics of the event and when it is, what time it starts, and where it is.
Our scholarship night will be held on May 23rd, which is this Thursday night, 6:30 in the high school auditorium.
Thanks to Kyla Banstra for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.